Masechtes Midas, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. B'shloshim mekomos akanim shomim beveis Mikdash. This is very similar to the first Mishnah that we had in Masechtes Tamid. In three places, the Kahanim were the shomim in the Beis Mikdash, and the three were the Beis of Tinois, which is where they made the Keteris, who was on the southern side, Beis Anitzaitz, and the Beis Anitzaitz was the house of the sparks. It was a balcony on the northern side. And finally, the Beis HaMikdash, this was also on the northern side, and that was the chamber where the fire burns to keep the Kahanim warm. And the Levim were watchers in 21 places, and together with the three of the Kahanim was a total of 24. And this is, again, not to watch for thieves or enemies. It was to enhance the covet of the Beis HaMikdash. Just like a royal palace has honor guards, so to hear they were serving as honor guards in Shomrim. And together it was 24, 3 for the Kahanim, and 21 for the Levim. The 21 for the Levim were as follows: Chamisha, Al-Chamisha, Shari Harabayas. Number 1, there were 5 who watched the 5 gates that led into the Harabayas. Arba, Al-Arba, Pinoiso, Mitoichoi. And then there were the 4 corners of the Harabayas, and they would watch on the inside of the corner. Chamisha, finally there were another 5, Al-Chamisha Shari HaZara, and these were the 5 who had watched the 5 gates that were leading into the Zara. So far we have 5 plus 4 plus 5 is 14. And then another 4, Al-Arba Pinaisel Mibichutz. There were another 4, and these were 4 on the 4 corners of the Zara, but now they watched on the outside, because someone on the Zara was not allowed to sit down, and we allowed the watchers to sit, so therefore we had them sit on the outside of the Azara, but on the 4 corners. So far we've got 5 plus 4 plus 5 plus 4 is a total of 18. Now, v'echad b'lishkas ha-karban, one was watching in the lishkas ha-karban. That's the place where they kept the talayim for the tamid, the sheep for the tamid. V'echad b'lishkas ha-pareches, one was in the lishkas ha-pareches. That is the chamber where they wove the pareches that separated the Kodesh from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, the exact location of this Lishka is unknown. Vechala Chayre, Beis HaKaparis, the one was behind the Beis HaKaparis, essentially in the Azara, but behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and that was the last place. So we had 18 plus another 3 is 21, plus the 3 of the Kahanim is 24. They definitely watched the Beis HaMikdash at night. Some of Farshim said they also stood watch during the day. Perak Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Ish Harabayas, there was the Harabayas person, and he was the official in charge of the night watch. Hayu Mechazer, I'll call Mishmar Mishmar. And he would do his rounds. He would go around for each watcher to make sure everyone was at their post and watching appropriately. Vavukais Dolkin Lefanov, and they would have lit torches in front of him as he went around to make his rounds to check on all the watchers. Now, normally, as he approached one of the watchers, they would stand up at attention and say, peace unto you. But let's say they did not stand up. So now the question is, were they asleep? And that's a no-no as someone who is trying to watch and guard the Beis HaMikdash. So if he did not stand up, he would tell him, peace unto you. And the idea would be, this would be to ascertain if he was actually sleeping. If he did not get a response, it would be pretty obvious that he was asleep. So Nikashu Yashin, so if he recognized that the watcher was asleep, b'makle, he would hit him with his stick to wake him up. And not only that, Rishusai Lai Lisarvest Ksusai, as a knas for his negligence in falling asleep, he did have the Rishus, he had permission to burn the poor, unfortunate Levi's clothing for being negligent in his duties. V'hei Marim Ma koel bazar, and the people in Yerushalayim would say, what's all this sound that's coming out of the Zara? And they would say, Kol ben Levi leike ubegod of Nisrofim. This is the sound of the Levi who was negligent in his duties to watch, and who was being hit, and whose clothing was being burnt. Sheyashen lai al mishmarai, because he was sleeping on the job when he was supposed to be guarding. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov lived in the time of the Churban HaBayis, and he's actually the author of Masechtes Midas, and this was his recollection of all the measurements and all the activities that went on in the Beis HaMikdash, and we'll see sprinkled throughout the Masechta some of his own little personal thoughts on the things that we're learning. And he said here, Pamachas Matsu Asachi Imo Yashin, they found my mother's brother who was asleep, the Surf was Ksusai, and they burnt his clothing.